We're here at Eroica Britannia. What is it that what do you see as the sort of natural link between Fever Tree and the festival?
I think it's just people who are a bit more, I suppose, who get excited about interesting things or things that are slightly outside the norm or a bit different. And with that, it's kind of how we came to be in the first place. Everyone just took, it was sort of gin and tonic as standard. And then as gin started to grow, people started to take notice of different things. And with that, we were sort of born and we started bringing in all these different range and all these different products. And it's just a bit more quirky and interesting, I suppose, which, if I'm not mistaken, is what Eroica's a little bit about.
And you boast being the ultimate gin and tonic. What makes what makes the ultimate gin and tonic? As a woman who's aspired to the ultimate gin and tonic for 40 years, tell me what the secret is.
I suppose everything we use is all natural, which sounds a bit light in an answer, but if you think about it, if you're going to have a high quality gin, and that in the grand scheme of things is probably ever going to be a quarter of your drink in terms of the actual quantity of the liquid, and then you're going to mix it with three quarters of a tonic or a mix of other description, and if that is less quality than the gin, it's going to ruin it, and then your gin isn't going to be ultimate. But if you've got a fantastic gin like Hendrick's, for example, which we're pouring with today, you want to be able to taste all the flavour and all the subtleties that come with it. And that's exactly what Fever Tree does. It sort of acts as the platform, it's the stage that allows the gin to sort of perform on. And then when you put them together, I think what you've got is an ultimate gin and an ultimate tonic, and there we go, an ultimate gin and tonic.
And what are the correct ratios of gin to tonic?
Depending what time of day, whether it be morning, noon or night, what kind of drinker you are. Personally, I like a ratio of 1 to 2. That's because I really do, after working in the industry for quite a while, enjoy the punch that juniper gives. But traditionally, it is probably 150 ml worth of tonic and then 50 ml of gin. So what's that, 1 to 3? But then also you want to have a little bit of tonic left over, and if you want to top it up and just kind of lighten your overall load.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us and for those tips. I'm assuming when you say a 1 to 2 ratio, you are talking
gin to tonic.
Yeah.
Definitely gin to tonic, yeah. Otherwise, we might not be able to run the bar as well as we would have liked.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Sebastian.
No worries. Cheers. Thank you very much.